very fucking unprofessional.
You heard about the new store in New York City? It's called the Husband Store. And you can go there and shop for a husband. There's 6 floors in this store. You can only visit each floor one time, though. And each floor you go up, the value increases. You may choose any item from any particular floor, but you cannot. You can go up a floor, but you cannot go back down. So there was a woman who went to the husband store to find herself a husband. On the first floor, the sign on the door read, "These men have jobs." That sounded good. These men have jobs. Floor 2 says, "These men have jobs and love kids." Floor number 3 said, "These men have jobs, love kids, and are extremely good looking." Wow, she thought, this is sounding pretty good, but I'm compelled to go on to the next floor. Well, she does go to the 4th floor, and the sign reads, "These men have jobs, love kids, are drop-dead good-looking, and they help with the housework." Oh, mercy me, she said, I can hardly stand it. Still, she said, I've got to go on. She went to the 5th floor. "These men have jobs, love kids, are drop-dead gorgeous, help with the housework, and have a very strong romantic streak." But she couldn't stand it. She decided she had to just find out what was on floor number 6. Floor number 6 said, "You are visitor 31,456,000 to this floor. There are no men on this floor. This floor exists solely as proof that women are impossible to please."
People gonna be tripping. Is this really true? Did we finally get married as fuck? Episode 4.
Number 4.
It's been forever. But we here tonight. Gotta let her get her verse off one time.
I love this part.
Be 100% honest with you. You know what I mean? As much as I'm a secure person with thick skin, anytime I even mention the Married as Fuck episode, it's the most requested, most demanded, most like, what the fuck is taking long, right? Yeah. It's a great thing, though.
It is.
So let's talk about it. I mean, what do you think takes us so damn long?
What takes us so long? What are you doing when you're potting? Potting.
Yeah.
What am I doing while you're potting?
All right. You know what? Bad question. Let's move
trying
on.
To figure out what I'm making for dinner.
All right. Back to the clip then. I guess I could, you know, just skate past that and save myself. Fucking that ruck. The woman's store.
That was hilarious. That was hilarious. It was funny. I already know what you're gonna say. What floor am I gonna stop at?
Yeah, that would be my number one question.
Okay, let's see. So there's a total of 6 floors. The first floor is okay. You got a job, okay, and
I mean, that's an important floor.
Yeah, but that should be like off top. a no-brainer.
Has that always been the case?
What do you mean?
Like, have you always been or talked to somebody who for sure was solidified?
Okay, we ain't talking about my past.
Yeah, all right, my bad.
I'm talking about, you know, as a grown woman.
Second floor now, right? What was good looking at that?
Has a job and loves kids, which is good. You know what I mean? I probably would have stopped at, and like truth be told, right? Just, I would have probably stopped at number two.
Was number two kids or was number two good looking?
I am known to be a gambler and I like to roll the dice. So once I got to the third floor, because I probably would have rolled the dice.
I'm telling you.
And found good looking, I know for sure I would have stopped there.
At good looking?
Yeah.
Well, you already did, baby. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Success to you. The other floors were just a bonus.
It says helps with housework. Okay.
All right. I don't do that.
Baby, you tidy up. You don't clean clean.
I'm sorry, but anytime there's football going on Sundays, I take the opportunity to make sure I get this laundry done because I'm out here anyway. You know what I mean? I do take care of that more often than not. Let's be honest.
Let's be honest about where a man would have stopped.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Most men.
So, I first of all, I need you to create the floors, and then I'll tell you.
Has a job.
That's debatable. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's better if they don't.
No kids.
Well, that would have to be the second floor. If she don't got no job, she probably having a lot of sex. If she having a lot of sex, she probably, you know, got knocked up.
Good looking, third floor.
Okay.
Would you stop or keep going?
At,
are you ready? I'm not going to tell you what my fourth floor is.
Job.
No kids.
No kids.
Good looking.
Good looking. All right, you know what? I'm going to be honest. I think I should get a bonus floor because the job, you know what I mean? If you're asking young Ruck.
I bet you floor two isn't even like a highlight. It's more like, oh, don't got a baby daddy. That's what you hear.
The kids don't always be the issue. The fucking whoever was there before, that usually be the issue. But I.
So all right, we're at third floor, right? Good looking. So fourth floor, I'm assuming you're still going because you ain't said stop.
Well, because
what's the safe word? Let me know.
Let me give my caveat though. I think the first one got to get thrown out because men ain't really tripping off a job, especially when they're young and dumb. They prefer somebody to be dependent. You know what I mean? Most dudes.
Okay.
Because that's some type of control for most motherfuckers.
Unless you don't got a job yourself, then I guess you would want her to have a job.
Yeah.
All right. So then
the bonus floor, because the one I removed floor number one. I started in the lobby.
There is no man thinking this hard about this.
Good looking, no kids. I mean, there's motherfuckers who were with ugly chicks with hella kids. So let's be real.
Oh my gosh.
Let's be real. But I mean, I don't care. I mean, my floors would be a little bit different.
Fourth floor, no debt.
Oh, shit. I'm stopping right there. Right there. We got a winner. What?
You mean
we could fuck up the light bill with her name?
You should have been smart and asked those questions before you took it.
You know what's that far fucked with up? Me.
It's too late. We're already married.
You know what's fucked up? Is after we got married, I started listening to podcasts and they started delving into shit like that. They were like, yo, what are discussions that you think you should have with your partner before you get into marriage? And they started talking about shit like that. I was like, bruh.
That's the first thing I'd be telling the kids. I'm like, you got to make sure, you know, what are their grades looking like? Because that's going to reflect what their credit score going to be looking like later. Like,
true. All right. Yeah. So debt. Yeah, that's definitely the winner. No debt. Good looking. Kids or no kids. The baby daddy, though. Like, if you're going to have kids, let that motherfucker be all the way out the picture.
There's multiple baby daddies.
Well, then no.
That's wild.
Can't do that.
One of you start having to look at a calendar to see which one goes where or which day.
I gotta do like
make
the school.
All the things line up in a row so you can get it.
It's fucked up because you gotta be like the school. You gotta be like, is he on the list? Can you pick up this child? You know what I mean? Like fucking, you could take two, but no, this one's staying here. That shit's foul. No, one baby daddy bad enough. Two, nah, I'm good.
Oh,
I'm good.
That's hella funny.
Hell no.
So yeah, back on topic of why it's only what episode number four.
Man. I don't know what it
I
is.
I enjoy him. I do enjoy him. And I think we would. I mean, it takes time. Can't rush something.
It's got to be one a month.
Yeah, yeah.
Real talk. In order for me to keep people, like, you know what I mean?
Babe, between work and the house and the kids and cooking and shopping and cleaning and getting up and getting myself up and getting things ready, it's a lot for me to have to do. And then throw in a pod that takes a lot more work as well. Like,
so this is my game plan. one time a month.
Okay.
I'm going to be off early. I'm going to go take you on a lunch date. You know what I mean? We're going to over order.
And then take me back to work.
Hold on, chill. Chill. I always be telling you, I could, you know what I mean?
Oh, so we're going to write it off as a work meeting?
Basically. But what I'm saying is we can go somewhere, get some food, you know what I mean? Eat a late lunch maybe, and then over order. That way you have something to eat afterwards. And
oh, you know me so well.
We'll get the kids. Yeah, I mean, we'll get the kids some, you know, something to eat. That they love pizza. They just grab them a fucking pizza.
Took me out for food yesterday for lunch, right? Yeah. You said, can you run 5 minutes late? And we can go to lunch together. I said, hell yeah, I can run 5 minutes late.
All right.
And sure enough, now, I'm like, what do I want? Because in all honesty, I wasn't even that hungry.
Wow.
I'm like, I get a meal, and then I can eat it later, and I have something for lunch tomorrow at work. I got to worry about it.
Just using me.
I thought.
I just wanted your company, you know what I mean?
I stopped at the first floor, it looks like.
For real. Has a job.
That burrito was hella good. I don't know if you've eaten anything lately that's really, really good.
Fat Jerry. Shout out Fat Jerry's in Sacramento. What's happening?
Yes.
My peoples. It's been a minute, but I stopped today. But back to this, because you made me think about a topic. So the other day, those who are avid listeners, I was just getting a cut today from my brother Al. He was like, yo, dude, you got your keys? Laughing at me, right? Because I locked myself out the house two times in one fucking day, right? So when I'm trying to call my wife, when I don't have my keys, no response. I called her job. Well, I wouldn't call her job.
Yeah, make sure you say where I'm at the time.
Okay, you're at work. You're at work, but you just got there, right? So it's like 8:30 through 9:20. I'm calling. I'm like, what are these people doing the first hour of work? I'm like, they have to be in a meeting. If they're not in a meeting with the doors locked still right now, there's no justification.
Is this the third Thursday of the month?
I got a text back from TOG. They were like, yo, sorry, all of our lines are busy, but if you want to leave a message, we'll get right back.
You should have texted. It would have popped up on my computer.
Really? Okay, well, now I know.
Now you know.
Maria, Ruck, emergency. You know what I mean?
This is the husband.
What's crazy is what I'm getting to is I called, I don't know how many times. I'm not going to say it because it was excessive. It was probably like crazy man shit, right? Your work too. If they got caller ID, I'm caught. I'm the only person calling from fucking Illinois. That's nutty. But anyway, 1,000 times, no response. All of a sudden, you answer and you sound like scared. What happened? Oh, no. Don't be concerned now.
No. I am talking to my boss and then I flip my phone over because she asked me a question about something. So I'm like, I went to go look at my phone. And then I see like 15 missed calls. And so I'm like, I grab it, walk out like I have to take this with no thought. Not even like, oh, can I take this? Or, oh, look, I got to take my break. No, I'm like, I grab it. I'm walking out the door already. And I call you. I'm like, what's going on? I locked myself out. I need you to open the door. That's it.
All right.
Now not even like, don't worry, babe. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to, you know, stress you out. Don't worry. I'm fine.
You know when I realized that I'm a fucking weirdo? It's because
when you keep locking yourself out your own house.
Nah, see, that was just fucked up. It wasn't my day. But anyway, the first like inclination that something's wrong with me is how I started off nice. You know what I mean? No rush, babe. You know what I mean? I don't want you to get a point.
I saw the text messages after.
But then 3 minutes after that, it's like the fourth call. You know what I mean? So it was like, what happened? You know what happened, right? People start walking by. And I'm just looking like a weirdo standing in front of the door on the phone. I look like the angry boyfriend who's not allowed back. You know what I mean?
You have seats. Why don't you have a seat?
Nah, hell no. Nah.
A little table, put your bag down, you know what I mean?
I wasn't comfy. It was cold as fuck. I could have sat in the car. I don't know why the car was unlocked.
So anyways, I came and saved the day.
Yeah, you did.
Or at least saved the morning.
After 40 minutes, right? And I don't know who's in charge of answering the phones at the workplace, but they're fired too. But anyway. But then when I just even mentioned lunch, I could have misspelled this shit. All of a sudden, instant response. Yep, lunch is at 12. I'm like, okay, cool. Can you take it 5 minutes later? Of course I can.
Okay, that's a different time of the day.
Crazy ass fast response. You would have thought like you were waiting on some money or something. Like I was about to cut you a check. Like all of a sudden it was like, I'm right here. I'm available.
I'm always a little more fluid around the lunch hour. When you get closer to lunch, oh, what am I going to eat? Let me see. Let me do some research real quick on my computer.
I was happy though. I was happy because that one actually went smooth. Usually we try to get together for lunch and do a sweet thing and end up arguing.
Yeah.
Where you want to go? You decide. Then all of a sudden we're just fucking mad at each other.
I'm like, what?
Silent ass meal. Take you back to work. All right, bye. Love you. Love you too. Yeah, shit like that. But hey, it was cool. It was smooth.
And then what happened later that day?
What? What did I do?
I got another text.
Locked out again.
Chilling in the garage.
Yeah. That shouldn't even have happened. Like literally, there's no way that should physically be able to happen. And you know, I really thought when I opened it the first time, I'm like, there's a little resistance here.
You
know,
so you locked yourself out the front door in the morning. Uh-huh. Locked yourself out of the back door. In the evening.
Yeah.
At least the second part was a little bit better. You had your own little man cave to chill in.
Man.
Little heater, little TV.
It's cool when I don't got nothing else to do. The day's already over. Like, I'm fine, right? Like, at least I didn't have to sit up there.
But in the same day, bro. Yeah. In the same day. You just, it's, and then he asked me, why can't I pod? Because I got to worry about things constantly.
What was fucked up is I knew Isaiah never has his keys. So he came home and he knocked. He was like, can you let me in? I was like, we both locked out, bro.
You pop up in the garage.
Yeah. So I opened the garage for you, though. He said, cool. Came inside. He didn't know what was waiting for him. I'm like, damn. Hella
funny. He's probably like, how did he end up like this?
Right. It was 4 o'clock. There wasn't even like the East Coast basketball games on.
And then we had to come home and open it up for y'all. Yeah. That's hilarious.
She said, I'll be right back. I was like, cool. All right. It is what it is, man. Let's talk about it. What's your feelings? I mean, I know your feelings, but this towel, you know, the people listening right now. Valentine's Day, what is it? What Valentine's, does it mean to you?
Yeah, because today is what? The 9th? What does Valentine's mean to me?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever really been big on Valentine's since, like, I don't know, elementary, junior high.
I swear. If it wasn't like those cards that you put the little lifesavers in.
I used to love handing out candy. Other than that, it's not really anything big to me. I don't think it's anything big for us in general, and I don't think it ever really has been. Like, we did the gifts here and there. But I feel like it's not like a birthday or Christmas. You know what I mean?
So let's be honest. Let's go back to elementary days, right? Was there ever somebody, like, if you had only a certain amount of candy, you gave them like a little extra, let them
know? No, never.
No?
Nope.
I always felt like I was getting extra candy.
I bet you. Bet you did. You know what I mean? Bet you did.
I thought it was supposed to be the fun size. It was like king size.
I did read all the little cards, though, like to see, like, because you think about that. When you're little and it says, I heart you, or will you be my Valentine? You got to be careful who you hand those to. And back in the day, you had to write everybody's name on. Now, if they still allow you to hand out candy, you can't put names on it.
I don't know.
It specifically says that. I remember when Isaiah was still doing it, like, the teacher said, don't put names on it because they just want it to be over. The teachers are over it too. They're like, okay, another made up holiday. Let's hurry up and wrap it up. Just start throwing out them little treats.
Yeah, but they also do be taking donations and shit. But if you want to, you know, bring over some cupcakes for the class party, yeah, and shit like that.
If I was a teacher, I'd be looking forward to things like that.
Hell yeah.
Shoot, I get my office meeting once a month. I'm like, oh, they going to feed me.
My manager come up from down south. He's like, you want
to
go out for coffee?
They're always trying to take you to some good-ass restaurants. You're like, no.
I got to get home. I got a pot. No. You know what I mean? Got shit to do. Yeah, Valentine's to me, that's just one of the made-up holidays, like most of them. You know what I mean? A money grab. Nowadays we're at the point now where our kids got significant others, so we got to deal with that, right?
That's what I'm probably gonna be doing.
Yeah, like our daughter is self-sustained now, she's doing her own thing, and plus it's on him to make it all fucking come together. But her boyfriend, I mean, but then with the boys, in love and unemployed, so I mean, like, it's on us. We're like, what the fuck are we supposed to do? What do you think?
I know, and it's both of them too. All so it's like, what are we getting them for Valentine's, you know what I mean? Not, yeah. What are they?
And
what
they getting them? They be getting the thank yous. They get a gift back.
So that's what we're doing tomorrow. We're going Valentine's Day shopping, me and the boys. And they got a budget, too.
What the fuck? They got money.
They got a budget. Yeah, they're using their own money and a little bit of my money. Nah.
You got to start telling them about taxes right now. Tell them gas is not free. You know what I mean? So if you got to get, how far are we going?
In town.
Yeah, there you go.
But figure it out, the dollar store and Target.
No, skip the dollar.
And it's a little late in the game, so like things are gonna be ran through. But hey, they wanted to drag their feet on it, so we'll figure it out. We'll see how it goes.
I don't know. Before I was in our relationship, like, you know, in the beginning of a relationship, you feel like certain holidays like that, you kind of got to make an effort. If you don't, you look like a jackass.
Yeah, but I don't like going out in the crowds, like trying to. It's just Olive Garden, a billion people there, or going out to the movie. Like, I don't like it.
No, I don't want the dinner.
I want
the crowd.
Something at home.
Yeah. I'm more so that, but I mean the gifts. Like, we would have to get, like, I would have to get you a gift or something in the beginning, right? But if it wasn't that, as soon as my sister had the twins on Valentine's Day,
oh, yeah, it was over.
I was like, yo, I'm busy. You know what I mean? My nephews ain't going to be three again. You know what I mean? I gotta make sure I'm there for them, man. We're doing a party. Like, it's Tuesday. Yeah, no, we're going to a big party. It's in Berkeley. All right. My sister told me we're all spending the night. I can't, you know what I mean? It's a wrap.
Nah, I like to be at home watching a movie.
All right.
So you better have a movie lined up. A good one, too.
It's another argument starter.
What? Oh.
We have like 12 on the list, and we end up just watching the same shows we don't pay attention to and shit.
You know, it's crazy. We try to go find that one movie that we put on our list, and we can't find it. We're like, where the hell? Clicking through it. Where the hell did it go?
And when you're not looking for it, it's the first thing that pops up as an instant ad every
time. And you
actually
finally took me to go see Wonka, which was actually hella good.
You're jumping ahead, babe. My fault. Yeah, we did go see Wonka. You know what I mean? Fuck. Fucking husband don't know what the fuck he's doing. Anyway.
Timothée Chalamet is a pretty dang good actor.
I kind of regret putting off that movie for so long because you watch so much shit that we don't want to watch. I mean, like, you don't want to watch as far as fucking sports on TV at the house or, like, the movies we always kind of agree on unless it's the kids and we're watching, like, a fucking Marvel movie or something.
I love Marvel movies.
That makes one of us. But some of them are dope. Some of them are not. But Wonka, I regret not fucking going sooner because it was actually hella fucking good.
It was.
My thoughts is if you've seen one, you've seen them all.
No, what? I told you so many times that it's a different storyline. You wouldn't listen.
You can't be beating the table like that, babe. She started clicking on me.
Flip the table.
So let's talk about it. Wonka was dope because that was a completely different storyline. I didn't know. There was a few things in there where we looked at each other like, did we really hear that? You know what I mean?
I know. I liked it, though. I liked those little where kids wouldn't really get it, but the adults will kind of thing.
I meant when he was like, what's your favorite kind of chocolate?
And then he looked at her all
crazy. We're not going to spoil alert that one. But for those of y'all who've seen it, you know what we're talking about. And if you didn't, when you see it, just think about that part. But
And then we also saw ISS, or what was it called?
Yep.
That one was pretty cool. I'd rate that like a 8 out of 10. Wonka for me was for sure like a 9, 9.5.
Yeah, no, Wonka was up there. ISS was like we wanted to go out and there was nothing else out there. The movies are hella dry right now.
Yeah, it was different, but it was okay.
It was cool. What else? What about the shows we're watching on TV, though? Fool Me Once.
I like that one.
We're Suckers for the Limited Series.
And for a little bit of an accent. Ugh.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Love it. It's pretty interesting, right?
Accents is your thing,
so the basics of it, or the storyline, is wife, husband passes away, gets shot down in front of her, and then after the funeral, one of her friends like give her like a nanny cam to put in the daughter's room, since the mom isn't always going to be home with the daughter while the nanny is there, and she happens to just see her dead husband on the camera footage.
Yeah.
So it goes from there. So it got me like, ooh, something's going on.
Ain't time to blame it on the husband, right?
No, not even. Just
kidding. It had me too. We're Suckers, like I said, for the limited series. And of course, it's from overseas, so you're going to get the accents. It's cool.
I love it.
Painkiller. It's been a very long time since we've ran through a series that fast. Like, that shit grabbed a hold of us, and we've seen other things that are kind of associated with it. It's another another take on the Sackler story and OxyContin and all that shit. We've seen Dope Sick together. We watched that on Hulu.
I like the way that Painkiller grabs your attention because of its artistic shots and creativeness that they took in doing certain scenes. Like, you see it differently.
It's definitely a better take than
like
Hulu
did. I would highly recommend watching that.
It's Painkiller on Netflix, limited series. I think there's like 6 episodes.
Yeah. It was for sure good.
Good actors in there too. The girl from Good Girls, right? I don't know her name. Forgive me, but
yeah, she was dope. She plays a completely different role than I would have ever expected her to play. I think she did damn good.
And then the other dude, I didn't realize, but that's Ferris Bueller.
Yes.
Hella years down the road, so he's been in hella shit. I don't know his name on top.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Keep working.
Yeah, villain in that shit though. But yeah, Painkiller, we ran all the way through that. That's on Netflix. Dope. If you ain't seen it yet, check that out.
So besides our movies and our shows, what have you been into lately? Anything you've been obsessing about or something you're really into right now?
Back on the music thing.
You have. Back. That's true.
It was really the moment that came back into play was when Hilda and Jay came through.
Yeah.
Because it's always like,
y'all were vibing that night.
I think
came
it was
out for a little bit to see y'all doing your thing.
Like, people that are, like, creative space, you know what I mean? Like, usually, I wasn't able to do that shit solo. I would always have to, like, be around, or at least someone else's presence. Like, I'm sure if you were to come out and be like, nah, that ain't it, or be like, oh, I like that.
Yeah, you tell me I'm too mean, though. And then later on, be like, you know what? You might have been on to something. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, no, she was right.
Because honesty is the best policy.
It is, but you know what I mean? I need, like, one good comment.
Oh, please. I tell you sound good. But
yeah, see, there's always an ass at the end. But yeah, music has been it for me recently. I've like almost kind of put pods to the side at times, or wanted to.
Yeah,
kind of been like, oh, I got to get at least 2 of these done so I could have some time free to go do that. But that's been a blessing, man, because it's a different form of creativity where you don't really need the back and forth banter.
Right.
Whereas the talking on the podcast solo, that shit could get dry quick, at least for the person doing it. Hopefully not the listener as well, but
right.
The music shit, that's definitely been it for me. What about yourself?
I think right now I'm reading. I'm enjoying. I used to just straight up read books, right? Try and take the time to like sit down and actually read and read. It'll take me longer. And now I've been doing Audible and listening to someone read the book to me.
You like that as much? Or
I kind of really like people reading to me. You know what I realized? Like young memory is being in like kindergarten or, I don't know, Head Start. And it being story time and being able to pick a book. And they used to pick someone every day like, oh, pick a book. I remember going and picking the biggest book because I used to love when my teacher used to read to me or to the whole class.
It was to you. See, that's what I got to do with selfish ass babe. Golly.
No, I'm just saying like it's different when you do an Audible and you get to listen to the story and then like the voices that the person is taking on for different characters. Like I really, really like it. And then I can stop and still read the book because of course I need the Audible and then I need the physical book because sometimes I want to just read. So I just finished, let's see, book club just finished The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, which let me tell you, you should read this.
Sounds like it's right on my alley.
It sounds a little crazy in the beginning of the book, sounds a little crazy, but it's literally like not giving things or people or situations or social media or other people's thoughts or even like your own life, cultures or places you or people you've been around, your family, and certain things that you think you should be, like to have no control over yourself with those things, to really just like accept all your good and your bad as well, and not to be like playing the victim in your life. You know what I mean? There's so many people who go around and just are, oh, but this and oh, but that. Like, of course, like something bad happens. Of course, take your time to, you know, cope. But at the same time, you got to own your life. You got to get up and keep it going. Don't just choose to lay down and just let life do it to you. Like you got to.
That's a good topic.
Get up and go. I like that book a lot. And now we moved on to a different book, which is called The Guest List. And that one I'm really liking. It's a little bit more of a thriller. And if you guys have not read The Guest List by Lucy Foley, I highly recommend it. It is off the top. When you first start reading, just grabs your attention. So that's something I would highly recommend.
I need to get into reading.
I hear this from you all the time. I don't want to hear it anymore.
I think Audible might be the route for me.
I've been telling you, and you know it's Spotify, in case, I don't know if I can talk about Spotify, but.
That's the host of this podcast. Spotify. So of course you can. Spotify, we love them. Half-ass. Fuck y'all, Spotify, to be honest.
Spotify, stop it. That was unnecessary. All right. We're going to cut that part out. No, Spotify gives you 10 hours of free audio. Any audio you want to listen to, any kind of book that they have on there. And that's where I've been getting it. So I ain't even technically paying for my audiobooks.
The Fat Joe book that I got and was supposed to be reading, got through it like a chapter, maybe two, and then stopped.
Yeah.
My homie's brother was like, yo, I got this. It's like a long-ass podcast. And at first I was like, yeah, but no. Like I would rather have the physical book because I wanted to like
Patreon. Do both.
Yeah, I want to patronize people when they do shit like that. Like right. I want to purchase it and make sure that the hip-hop shit is like recognized as selling and shit, but it might have to be the Audible route for me. Like a big issue for me, I feel like I don't retain the information.
I don't either.
How the
you
fuck?
See all those books I have?
Yeah.
I read all of them.
I know.
I can't tell you what the hell happened to them.
That's crazy. that's wild to me. That's like no, watching the show and having to watch the recap after every episode. Like, it's wild.
But like once I get into conversation with somebody about it, and they're like, oh, have you read it? And I'm like, and then I can jump into conversation because I did read it and I can remember things once you jog my memory. Otherwise, I can't really give you a very specific detail of each book I've read, unless it's fresh off my mind.
My memory don't be exercising all the time, so the jogging is kind of difficult. But if I had an Audible, I think I would get into it more because I listen to pods all the time. There was like pods that were series on people's lives, and I like got into it a lot. But I don't know. I might have to go that route and then hop back into the physical reading on the Fat Joe book. We'll see.
Yeah, do it.
Super Bowl is coming up. I know it's you watch football with me sometimes happily, sometimes against your will.
Okay, there's only so many hours in a week I can possibly sit down and just watch football.
I'm only asking
you
for
20.
You
watch every game.
I'm only asking for 20.
Every game, every basketball game. I can't. I don't have the time.
I don't watch every basketball game.
That's the difference between a husband and a wife. I can't do that.
Well, you're going to be watching this week, though, right? This
Sunday, yeah, for sure. So, I always watch Super Bowl. I can't wait for Usher's halftime show. I can't wait for the commercials. I love the commercials. What are you deep breathing over there for?
I wanted to ask you what you were looking forward to most, and you answered right away, and I'm glad you did.
But you don't like the commercials? I know you like some Usher.
I don't want to sound like a hater, but I really don't have high expectations for the Usher halftime show. I don't. I'm sorry.
How dare you?
I don't know.
How dare you?
He don't have any songs that I like from him that I think he would perform at the halftime show.
Okay.
Seriously. He does have dope songs. Don't get me wrong. Is he going to do Don't Leave Your Girl Around Me? True player, for real?
I'm going to just leave you there.
I fuck with that song.
I'm going to leave you there and I'll pick you up after the Super Bowl. Nah. And we can talk about it again. And I will love to hear what you have to say later. So we're going to put a little pin in that.
Okay.
Till next time. Because you're just going to piss me off right now.
I guess this is the time to tell you that I'm just going to send the laptop with you and I'm going to FaceTime you from the crib. And I'm just going to be there in spirit and digitally. Oh,
gosh. Whatever.
Because when y'all talk over all of like the actual game.
How are you going to eat?
Are you going to pack me a plate?
Oh, psh. Please.
Where's Stacey at? Is she going?
I don't know.
She's going to hook me up. My little brother's hungry. You know, she's going to come bring
something. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. My shoes are right there.
Yeah, we'll talk about that another time. I've been looking for those. Yeah, we can talk about that another time. Well, I guess we're talking about my sisters. The last time you went out, you know what I mean?
First of all, okay, hold on, let me clear some up. I went out Friday night for book club, right? Which is the final book of that book. So they're always a little bit, you know.
What does that mean?
Popping, a little bit.
Well, yeah, popping what?
Popping
bottles? What y'all popping?
I only had a few drinks, I believe.
How long is book club?
So that was Friday. Yeah. There's no time limit on book club.
Or football and basketball, so now you understand.
Anyways. And then I did a back-to-back, right? I was planning just to have a chill day at home on Saturday. Feet up, you're going to be in the garage doing your thing. And then I get a little knock at the door. And it's two of your sisters and your mom all dressed up. And they're like, come on, let's go, have some drinks. And then I'm like, of course, not going to say no to my in-laws. They're my in-laws.
Oh, wow. That's the only reason why, huh?
And then we go to Bay Boys, which, shout out Bay Boys, I love them. Brewery, right? It's called Bay Boys Brewery. Says brewery in the name. And when we go there, of course, I already know what I want. So I'm like, oh, I'll take a hazy. And then your sister's looking at the menu, and then your mom's like, I'll take a Blue Moon or something. And they're like, we don't have Blue Moon. And I was like, yeah, they only have what they have because they make it here. And the guy was giving Monique a couple of samples, and she was just like not feeling it. She's like, I want a cocktail. And I'm like, oh shit, we're at the wrong place for this. So meanwhile, I'm with them and I have this full ass beer, and they're like, let's go get some cocktails. So I'm like, oh, we can head down to the station downtown Tracy. They got some good cocktails there. So I slam this beer. And when I say slam it, I mean, I threw it back so fast. You wouldn't even believe it. By the time I threw it back and then we're walking out, my ears were burning. I don't know what Bay Boys put in that hazy beer. I think it's called California Haze or California Cali Days. I don't know. But by the time we got back to the car, I already felt that one running through me. Then we got to the station and got a few more drinks, waited for the food for a while. And then went from there to go karaoke somewhere else. And then, yeah. So basically, it wasn't a good idea for me to go back to back. That is not a healthy decision. In 35 years of my life, I should not be doing that anymore.
Back to sports. We would go watching a Kings game, and I'm like, oh, I don't have high expectations. They're playing on a back to back. They are professionals.
Yeah.
They are supposed to be, you know, they get paid for this.
Yeah.
If you want to go out on book night.
No, they know what to expect in a basketball game. I don't know what to expect when I go out with your mom and your sisters.
Oh,
that's the first time I ever went out with them, besides Stacey's birthday. And now that I think about it, that didn't go too well either because I was in the bathroom. You know what? The common denominator is your family.
There you go. Me. It's a trend, right? It's a trend.
No, that was me. I haven't gotten that drunk in so long to the point where I'm like, I can't ever.
Shit's wild. Shit's wild. You came back and I got a phone call from them, and Monique sounds like you on the phone, and then you sound like you in person. I'm like, oh shit, I understand why they split them up. Shit was wild, but yeah, y'all did your thing.
What I remember,
y'all definitely did your thing.
Talking about doing my thing, you know who did their thing? We didn't even mention it when we were talking about movies and shows.
Oh,
Sofia Vergara in Griselda.
Yeah, she definitely did that.
We watched all that quick too.
That was another one we ran through,
and that one got a lot of mixed reviews. Which is kind of sad. And she's getting sued.
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't see any negative things on it other than the family saying, you know, that wasn't the story or whatever. But
well, certain people, like there are certain reviews and posts I saw. People were like, why'd they make her look like that? Well, first of all, Sofia Vergara is like gorgeous.
Yeah.
And Griselda, not so much.
Nah. They were very generous in that casting. I don't know. Like, I know she was executive producer, but you could have put somebody else there. Like, what happened to the girl who played the killer of Selena? You know what I mean? Should have been perfect.
Oh, my God.
I feel like, you know what I mean? I feel like she lived her whole life for that role. Too much? My bad.
No, I think, I really liked Griselda. I think Sofia Vergara did a good job for her acting skills. She didn't, like, blow it out the water for me, at least. I think Catherine Zeta-Jones did it better in the movie that she made on Griselda.
Like Cocaine Cowboys or something.
Godmother.
Queen
of Godmother, something like that. But overall, I enjoyed it every episode, and it was interesting, even though her son's coming out saying that it wasn't even close to the truth, but I think it was still very entertaining. So, then again, that's kind of my genre, right? Those are kind of the things I like to watch.
And read.
And read. Gangsta. And whatnot, because I'm some of my favorite movies are more of like, you know, gangster kind of mafia, drugs and violence.
So what's the movies that you think you would judge somebody if they've never seen?
Goodfellas.
Yeah, definitely.
Casino.
Okay.
Scarface. The Bronx Tale.
Yeah. You got a theme there.
Yeah. I mean, I love those movies.
Have you ever been judged off something that you didn't see?
Yeah, I hate when people have these little one-liners and I don't know what the hell it's from. They're like, oh, you ain't seen The Breakfast Club? You ain't seen da-da-da-da? I'm like, no. And then, what? And I just feel so uncultured.
Man, so many times.
That shit pisses me off.
When they come at you and they're like, they say, oh, this reminds me of, I just nod at this point and be like, yeah. You know what I mean? Because I've had that conversation so many times. And then
I can't lie very well. I just start being like.
I always got to tell them, no, I've never seen that. They're like, what?
It's always your sisters telling me some stuff too. You ain't seen The Breakfast Club or Tiffany's or.
No, definitely not.
All these other things. You know which one I do want to see that I haven't seen and is actually rated very high is One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
That's a Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson, yes. It's actually, I saw like the base of the story, which is he's like a convict.
Okay.
And gets put into like a mental hospital or insane asylum or whatever. And he's thinking, oh, this is going to be a breeze, no problem. And it isn't. Actually, we need to watch that like this week.
Yeah, sometimes you'd probably rather be locked up with the gangsters than the fucking weirdos, right?
Yeah. I guess I'd rather get my ass beat than, you know, eaten alive or something.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to get over there. Yeah, I don't know. To me, somebody the other day asked me about the Goonies. I just had a nod and be like, yeah. You know what I mean?
I know. I've heard of it.
Yeah.
I don't know the storyline and I've never seen it, but.
Any little piece I've seen, it just affirms the fact that I wouldn't want to see it. You know what
well,
mean?
What's like your top movie that you'd be hella surprised if someone was like, oh, I've never seen it? Oh, I know your favorite movie, or one of your favorite movies, at least.
What is it?
Do you know my favorite movie?
Notebook.
Oh, you do know me.
Yeah.
Dark Knight for you.
No. Yes, I love Dark Knight. I do.
Yes.
I do.
Lying.
I can't
ass.
Lie. If that shit on TV, I got to watch it like it's fucking, like it's a sports
Oh, yeah, it'll hold your interest for sure.
It's Heath Ledger. He did that. You know what I mean? And Batman's been whack ever since it wasn't whoever that guy's name is. They keep putting everybody else in that role. That shit is trash. Especially Twilight, dude.
Oh, that
fuck out of here.
That Batman was not it.
That shit is trash.
I don't know if they're thinking, no offense.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm cool off that. But
so what's your favorite movie? It isn't Dark if it Dark Knight isn't like number
one. I like the gangster movies, like you said. I like the Departed, I think it's dope. So Training Day is dope. Mm.
Oh, Training Day. Denzel Washington, hands down. Denzel Washington, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Tom Hanks. Can't nobody tell me nothing.
You have me
if any one of them are in those movies, I'm gonna watch it.
Have me tell Hanks. You know what I mean?
You're kidding.
I loved him in Toy Story.
You're kidding. Tom Hanks is a legend.
Big was dope. Captain Phillips? No.
Are you serious?
Oh, what else was he?
Life is like a box of chocolates.
Oh, I love Forrest Gump.
Yeah, yeah, I'm exactly. Lying. I'm lying to myself. Yeah, you're lying. Like you're lying.
Big what was liar. The other one where he was like talking to a volleyball or some shit? I'm cool off that.
Talking to a volleyball.
Castaway, was that what it was called?
I've never seen that one.
Me either.
So I wouldn't know.
It's probably another one where people are like, I can't believe you ain't seen that shit.
But The Man Called Otto or The Man Named Otto. Oh.
That was a hella good movie.
Yes. Everything he does is amazing.
I guess I'm probably wrong on that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I think so too.
I gotta dial that back. My fault. What you laughing at?
Because you be thinking. You're trying to hate on something I'm going to say, and then you just be like, oh, you might be right.
At least I came to that conclusion quicker than usual, right? Usually takes like a week.
Yeah.
Like,
I get a text later on talking about, baby, you were probably onto something.
And then when I do that, I regret it instantly. You're like, I know.
Try to delete it before I see it.
Yeah, exactly.
I see that text message.
This message has been erased. Exactly. Let me be locked out, though. Fucking crazy.
You should get locked out and more when it's more convenient for me.
Around lunchtime, right?
Yeah.
Why are we talking convenience? I saw this clip. Well-known dude, Shaquille O'Neal. He was talking about why he feels like it's not okay to open up to women. He feels like they kind of throw it back in your face when it's convenient. I want to play the clip and get your thoughts.
Okay.
Trust and really open up. Open up to a woman?
Yeah. Never. No, never.
When's the last time you think you've opened up to a woman?
We don't.
Yeah, your whole life?
Bro, I'm telling you.
Man, got players like I could, me and him related.
Yeah.
It's our first time meeting,
yeah,
but
there's some connection here.
Oh, no.
And they're going to tell you you can.
Because you know why? Because once you do, whenever something go down, they're going to throw it back in your face.
Well, that's why.
That's why. So you can't ever.
That's why you.
What you think?
I think that might hold a little truth to it. It might be a little 50-50. It depends on the woman and what it is you're opening up about. You know what I mean?
So what's something that you would deem okay to open up about versus something like, what the fuck?
We're married. You can better tell me everything. But as far as like different levels of relate, like if you first start dating somebody, you know, you don't want off top them freaking overboard telling them like every bad thing in their life. You know what I mean? You're going to scare someone off. But I think most women can carry a lot of shit, a lot more shit than a man can.
All right.
As far as like knowing about the other person,
I can speak from personal experience with you that there'd be times where it's like,
I like how you're like with you.
Of course. You know what I mean? The only thing I can remember, obviously. Right. The only thing worth remembering. You know
what
I mean?
Right.
One time for the man, husband of the year.
The man, husband.
Pause. So I have this bad habit of,
hear this. Hold on, let me get comfortable.
Shit.
let me scoot up and adjust my headphones. Go ahead.
Something will happen. I know that there's absolutely nothing that you could physically do at the time.
He's over here gesturing with his hand. Sorry, I had to look at him a little crazy for a second. Go ahead.
Damn, we definitely need video.
So rewind that you said.
My problem is there'll be certain times when some shit happens and I text you because I feel like you should know. But then you get a different reaction to it and you're like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? You know what I mean? And I'm sitting there like, oh shit. What
that is hella true.
Yeah. Like, I'm fucking driving home and I realize that my fucking tire pressure, my dash goes off. It's like, yo, tire pressure low, pull over. I mean, don't say pull over, but in my mind, I'm like.
So, no. So what does he do?
Oh shit.
He'll send me a video.
Not a video, it was a picture. Probably a live photo.
A picture, a live photo of him going 65, 70.
Yeah.
Recording his dash. Tell me how smart that is.
No, I snapped the photo. It said tire pressure low.
I snapped the photo.
What I didn't realize is that the fucking miles per hour was there as well, right?
Smashing hella fast.
But I know like how far I am from the next gas station. I know like I could get off here and be safe. I'm not gonna pull over on the freeway. But no matter what's happening, I don't know why my first inclination is like, yo, let the wife know. You know what I mean? Like, hey, she should know about this. You know what I mean? It's like I'm fucking keeping a secret or some shit. Like, yo, I can't go to our favorite restaurant when I know that you're hungry and free.
Something happens in this moment. I need her to know that I thought about her.
The last person who's going to ever be able to tell the police, you know, where he was at.
God forbid you went missing in a ditch. And that's the last photo. All right, now
that's why you can't open up to women. She fuck around and use that shit against me. Fucked around and use that shit against me.
No, because you know, if I send this to her, she'll know. She'll know. I put it all together. He was going this fast, going this direction. The sun's right there. The light's hitting. There's a little bit of shadow here. I know where he is.
Well, if I know anything about my wife, if she turns into a fucking CSI investigator motherfucker anytime she needs to, right? Conveniently. But there you go.
I'm very smart.
There you go. Can you open up to a woman? No.
Yes, you can.
Babe, I'm fucking, you know what I mean? I don't know what's going to happen here.
That's another thing. Like, I don't understand what you sent that to me for, but to stress me out.
No, I didn't have the opportunity to text you everything because in the meantime.
No, you shouldn't have had the opportunity to take the fucking picture while you're driving and it's showing that you're tired. Is losing pressure. You should have thought, oh, let me pull over, then take her a picture and send it to her, let her know what's going on with me and why I'm over here doing what I'm doing. Not while it's happening. Oh, shit. Let me.
You know what would have happened? Had I not texted you, you know what I would have done? Man brain? Yo, how long?
Oh, that was a man brain?
How long till I'm on the rim? You know what I mean? Can I get to this next exit? I was looking and I could kind of, like, I know by muscle memory how far I am from the spot, but as far as like distance wise, I'm like, I don't know if this is 2 miles, 4 miles. You know what I mean? I have no fucking clue. But I feel like if I get there, I'm cool. Even if I have to push this shit, hella inconvenient, all the way to the other spot, I know if I get off, I'm safe. Send you the picture. My bad, right? What'd she do? First, no response. And then all of a sudden.
Again, I'm at work.
Yeah. Fucking work. You know what I mean? Can't stay in the place. Then all of a sudden, she's like, okay, you have a flat tire? You know what I mean? I'm like, yeah. You know what I mean? And she's like, what do you want me to do? I'm like, what
the fuck? I don't got a part-time AAA gig. You know what I mean? Like, what can
that's
I do
fucked
for
up.
You?
That's fucked up.
Again. This man has 2 AAA cards in his wallet. Why? Because his family loves him and everybody in his family wants to make sure he's okay. And he wants to call, like, all that did. Again, I don't know if my husband understands that. Women work is just as hard as man work. Just because I'm in an office and you're driving doesn't mean I can just be on my phone taking pictures.
Okay, check this
smashing
out.
Smashing down the freeway.
Are there way more people than you could possibly count traveling at 65 to 95 miles per hour around you at all times when you're, you know, does your desk ever catch a flat? You know what I mean? Do you ever just walk and all of a sudden your shoe just give out on you?
That's what I'm saying. If I'm at work, I shouldn't have to worry about a flat tire, but yet there I am worried. About a flat tire.
No, you weren't worried about shit. You're
yes,
like,
I was. I had a big. You know, again, I had a big. I got to take this, guys.
His mama and his sister gave him a AAA.
Every time I would grab my phone, I'm like, I got to take this. They already know. It's the husband. Oh, yeah, it's her husband, I bet.
Hating ass bras. You know what I mean?
I come back. Sam's like, what happened now? What happened now? And I was like, look what he sent me. Show her the picture. Why he's driving so fast? Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
So it's her fault.
No, I already fucking spotted CSI it. CSI as a team back and shit. I'm just saying, like, you.
Y'all swear y'all special victims. You didn't shit.
And she wasn't at work today. Caught myself freaking doing hella work.
Caught feelings?
Caught myself working.
Yeah, me too.
She wasn't at work. I got nobody to talk to. All just lonely.
I'm going to avoid talking about my working today because I was supposed to train a dude who was supposed to be helped. So I'm going to leave that alone. I'll probably talk about that on a solo Patreon when my wife won't tell me to shut up. You know what I mean? But so anyway, back because you told me I could open up, right? You did throw it in my face.
How did I throw it in your face?
Because I shared a fucking dream with you and you said, God forbid he end up dead in a ditch, right?
You shared a dream with me?
Yeah.
I forgot about that, to be honest. I was just saying ditch because on that freeway there's ditches and I get scared of them.
So I don't know how many men could relate, but please leave it in the comments and let us know. When you could be watching the show with your wife, she'll fuck around and tell you cut that shit off. I'm starting to get, you know, bad feelings, you know what I mean? I'm starting to think of shit. You know what I mean? I was watching Power with her. We got like 4 episodes in, had to cut it off.
Okay. I'm talking about
Hold on. Then you could just go to sleep. Wake up on a random day. You weren't even watching some shit. She wake up, she's got a feeling. Come here. You made me cry last night in my dream. What the fuck? I'm sitting here like, thought we had a great night. You know what I mean? We was fucking communicating. Dream. We cuddled and shit. You know what I mean? We was you know, everything was nice. And then she'd be like, no, you made me cry in my dream. So now I got to deal with the repercussions of the dream she had. But the one time I have a dream, I know it might be a little extreme.
One time?
Well, I stopped smoking weed and all of a sudden I have dreams again. That shit is the worst part.
About, you pissed me off. I said, what did I do?
No, that was...
You piss me off.
That was a daydream, apparently. But no, I was fucking. I woke up the one time that the dream involved you doing some negative shit to me. I was dead in the ditch, and the shit that pissed me off the most. I'll be vulnerable. You know what I mean? I do that often on the pod. I'll be vulnerable, ladies. Please, you know, stall me out. But I'm a heavy set motherfucker, right? So the shit that pissed me off the most is you gonna leave me in the ditch with my shirt up. right? So now my belly just exposed. I'm like, motherfuckers ain't even going to try to help me after they judge me. You know what I mean? It's going to drive by. Look at this drunk ass motherfucker passed out, big beer belly bastard. You know what I mean? But I'm dead and still worried about motherfuckers. Just why is my shirt exposed? I got a halter top on in my last moments of life. Like, why is my belly button exposed? You know what I mean? Motherfuckers just looking at me like, yo.
That dream sound like ain't got nothing to do with me.
I'm waiting for rigor mortis to kick in. Like, yo, ain't I supposed to lose all my fluids? Like, why the fuck am I still here just bloated? So
in your dream, you're looking at yourself.
Yeah. I'm still judging myself. I'm like, yo, she killed me. But what really kills me is that she didn't just pull my shirt down and respect me that much. You know what I mean? Usually when it's like a crime of passion, they'll like put him in a nice pose. They'll cover him up.
Oh my God.
Put a Bible on him or something. You just let
and that's
me
what
you
worry about. Not the fact that you were dead in your dream, but that your shirt was rolled up higher than you would have wanted it to be.
You know how many people take that shortcut to get to the mall and Target? You know what I mean? You know how many people that I know were going to go pick up some toilet paper and some laundry soap that day?
In the ditch.
Yo, I knew it.
Doing too
I
well.
Fucking knew there'd be a day when I'd catch this motherfucker in the ditch.
Knew
yeah.
It.
Belly up. In the fucking dirt, you know what I mean? I look like a fucking fish out of water.
I don't feel
like
you would fall belly up, though.
I'm top heavy. That's another trigger. Leave me alone. What the fuck is wrong with you? Oh, wrong button. Cut the applause. We ain't air horning that shit either. That's
so
fucked
back
up.
To Shaq. First of all, I really like Shaq, but now I just got to knock him down a couple notches.
Right off of the fucking leaving me in the ditch. Go ahead.
The same Shaq who left his wife he was married to for a very long time, right?
Shawty?
Yeah.
You got her a show first though, right?
Oh wow.
I mean?
I'm just saying, like, there's a lot of men who are insecure and can't open up at all. And that's really bad. And then there's men who open up way too much. Again, goes back to the subtle art not giving a fuck. Sometimes you just own your shit. Don't let it be the life story you carry, like, you know what I mean? It's one thing to be like, oh, this and that, or I'm uncomfortable with this or these certain things, but for a girl to throw something back in your face, you must have done something bad.
Or she's just evil.
50-50, I said. Didn't I say that in the beginning?
Oh, no.
50-50.
It is what it is. There'll be some friends of mine who post shit on the internet, and I'm like, oh, that's a bad look. Like, don't do that. Whatever you thought you were going to achieve by doing this in this moment.
Oh, no, tell me more.
Had the opposite
like what
effect.
Kind of thing?
Like.
I love the cheats, man.
Look, as a man, if you ever fixate the camera on your face to start crying and then share it on social media, it's all bad. Don't do that. Like.
Again.
There's only certain instances where that will work.
It falls into a group. Certain individuals that would do something like that. At the same time, I think crying is very healthy.
There's nothing wrong with it.
I was like, you're like, I hope your day's going well. I said, I think I need to cry later.
Yeah.
And you said, all right, we'll pick a sad movie. Got you.
And I was willing to meet you halfway because you know my stupid ass. I can't hold. All right.
You said, what kind of cry? Are we having a bad day cry? Or, I said, emotional.
I said, well, a sad movie do?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I need one too. I don't know. I mean, are we synced up? Yeah. All right. Another moment of vulnerability, man. Wonka got me. He got me for one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was one strong one out the right eye. I always am happy that you're on the left because I don't want you. Ever since you said I cried at fucking, what was it? NWA. What's that movie called?
Straight Outta Compton.
Yeah. I don't remember that.
Sobbing.
Well,
we knew what
I'm
was
passionate
happen,
about hip hop, right?
But we knew how it was going to end. It was like the first time.
Nah, because I don't think it was AIDS. I think they took him out the game. You know what I mean? Conspiracy theory. That shit was foul. Nah, but yeah, Wonka got me. So I was like, yo, dog, be cool. Luckily, it was us and one other couple in the movie.
I know, it's crazy. But you did take me hella weeks later to see it, so, you know, it kind of died down by then. But
I'd be hoping, you know, like, empty theater.
So what do you think about, not to cut you off
yeah,
right
no,
there,
yeah.
But what do you think probably about what Shaq thing. Said? You believe in what he says?
It depends.
Don't open up to everybody.
Yeah, where are you at in your relationship?
Exactly. Don't be first date and shit.
If you have any kind of doubts about whoever you're talking to or who you're with, that's not the time.
Because that also shows their mental stability, too.
Well, men, I'll be honest, there's a bunch of different type of men, but to me, I break it down as far as this type of topic. The ones who will take it to anyone is an issue.
Exactly.
Like me, I'm the type of person to where I don't know if it's a good or a bad thing, but if I could be around people who I know, you know, got love for me, I don't necessarily have to delve into what's going wrong. I could just enjoy the time that I'm around people who make me feel better.
Right.
And be cool off of that. Then there's the motherfuckers who come around, they're like, can you believe it, dog? She fucking, and I feel bad because you got to be there for a certain extent. But after a minute.
Oh, no. Yeah. But if they're living that same life story, that same bruh, for year after year after year after year, because it goes also with females. Let me tell you, you know me.
Yeah.
I'm very impatient. I have a big ass heart and I care way too fucking much. And I realize at my old ripe age of 35.
Hold my shirt down. You don't care enough.
I know that you can't overextend yourself, even just listening to people sometimes, especially when they love that constant attention of, oh, you know, it's okay. Like, you're, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. It only goes so far. If they can't better themselves.
Not even on the emotional height, but I had a friend who just wanted to always call and run the same play by you like 5 times. Like, for instance, he'd be like, yo, I'm thinking about doing this, but I'm not sure, but you know what I mean? And would already know the decision he's going
to
make. But
you got to tell him. He wants you to tell him. That's what he's doing.
I'm not with that shit. Did you
tell him? No. See, then he's calling the wrong friend.
No, I would tell him, like, bruh.
Oh, he could have called me. I would have told him. I'm really good at telling people.
You know what I tell motherfuckers? I told this specific person, too. I was like, bruh, no, yeah, hell no. I would never give that advice.
Poor Jake.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. Fucking, but I told my homie, I'm like, bruh, you be over here worried about what everybody else is thinking. You be getting advice from people who have not made good decisions. You know what I mean? Not me, for instance. Like, you know, I give good advice.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying. I don't follow it well. No. But he
was like the best of all of his brothers and shit, in my opinion, right? Like, clearly obvious. And he would be still worried about what the other motherfuckers was thinking. I'm like, please just get out of, you know, whatever. That's all some other shit. But yeah, the over crying, over fucking emotional motherfuckers usually have cats. You know what I mean? And then name it like something.
Betty Booper.
No, it's always Daisy. Like, it's like a white country girl name. Like, it got two of them. Like, it's Kellyanne or fucking, you know what I mean? Betsy Lou.
Daisy
like,
Rose.
Yeah, like fucking furry friend. You know what I mean? Some but
there's also
shit.
Women like that. So, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, and there's guys who want to go and save, right? Oh, I'm gonna help her. I'm gonna save her. It comes down to owning your own shit. Take care of yourself.
All right.
So someone don't gotta take care of you.
Kind of the same thing. Lil Duval, comedian from Florida, he kind of said that you never want to be a woman's first good man.
That's stupid.
You'll be the lesson.
That's stupid.
Explain.
It should be the, I don't know who her him. Okay. I don't know who her him, but it's roles reversed.
What?
You don't ever want to be a man's first good woman.
I'll cop up to that for sure.
That's what it is.
Okay.
The other way around, shut up with that shit. I don't believe it.
Well, you don't think there's an instance where somebody could be dealing with like horrible ass fucking relationship instances and then you get with them and you're a good person, but they'd be trying
Will
to like.
Smith?
Nah, we ain't doing that again. We're not doing that again.
We ain't going down that rabbit hole.
No holes with Will Smith, no, right?
I think, what was the question again?
No, yeah, there you go. There you go. It's all good. We can just bypass that. We kind of touched on it already anyway.
All I know is there's more women that will stay in a bad relationship, unhappy, longer than a man would. So that it goes right back to the which level would you stop at? A man's quick and easy to just bounce, where women will stick it out for a lot longer than a man would.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Now, you think a man should stick it out for this? You think that a woman should be in a relationship out with her friends or solo or whatever, you know, whatever it may be, and accept drinks from another man? Is that okay?
From another, wait, is he buying it for the whole group or just her in particular?
For you.
You can take it and then just hand it off to somebody else.
No, that's not what I asked. It's not about who's drinking the drink. If you are in a committed relationship, whether just boyfriend or girlfriend, but, you know, time invested, or obviously marriage would be another one, can you be out and a dude come over and not buy the whole table a drink, but be like, hey, what are you drinking?
Would you like a drink? No. I thought you meant like they just handed her like, oh, he got you this drink. Then you just kindly look over and you say thank you and you just leave that drink right there. But if he walks up and he's like, oh, what are you drinking? I'd be like, nah, I'm done after this one. This is my last. Nope.
So then the send over without the come over and introduce self and, you know, the personal type of shit. So the send over is okay?
It's already there. You can't really be like, can you send it back? You just don't drink it.
What the feezy?
No, fuck that.
Good gosh.
You turn into allergic to whatever the fuck he just sent you. All right?
Yeah, I said you don't drink it.
Actually, to be honest with you, I just had a big meal and I'm kind of full. And if I drink
I thought
this
they're
one,
not
I think
at the table. If it's a sendover, means they're not by you. They're just this person bought you this drink.
So that's when you tell the bartender, you tell him, go take that back over there. Tell that motherfucker to dip his little fucking, yeah, whatever. Fuck all that. No drinks.
To each their own.
So then what was the reverse side of that? What can a man allow? Obviously, it ain't going to be like, oh, she sent you a drink. But how about, what's the fine line between a dude just being a gentleman and then something that you feel crosses over?
I don't know, if you're married, you shouldn't, or in a good, a committed relationship, you should be blind to the other, anyone else in the room that's of the opposite sex.
What about, like, hold open the door?
That's being polite.
What about?
I'm just kidding. Like, completely ignore. Ignore those that are showing you that extra attention.
Okay.
That's what you should ignore.
There you go. I'll give you that.
But you know what? To be honest, there's a lot of times where I think you would be oblivious to it, or men sometimes are oblivious to it. Like, I don't think you guys are, not to even group you in with them, but there are some men who don't even know what's going on around them.
I kind of do fall. I fall into that category. There's been instances where I didn't know that somebody was, like, interested. And
like, the common mistakes a man makes.
Okay.
When either approaching a woman or meeting a woman, whether it's, like, if you're meeting someone, you're trying to, like, get their attention, there's just certain things that, like, eye contact. You have to make eye contact. You can't be that quiet, shy, awkward person. That's not going to work.
Shy, awkward, maybe not, but you don't always have to be hella vocal.
Well, if you don't make eye contact and you're, I mean, it's making someone feel undervalued, or
so what's some
or
things,
too much eye contact is a little too creepy. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
So what are some things that if you were having to explain to a dude, like, don't do this, like, what would be some of those things on that list?
Of a don't do?
Yeah. Like you were just saying.
No, I'm saying, like, oh, don't not.
Common mistakes a guy makes.
Don't not flirt. Like, if you like someone and you know, like, you're available and they're available, right? Don't try and obviously get with someone who's married, but, like, make sure that they know you're into them. Don't be scared. Just shoot your shot. And sometimes you get it, sometimes you don't. That's one thing, because there's plenty of times where some girls don't even know that, oh, wow, I didn't know he was into me. Because it was never, like, stated. Or there was no flirtation going on. And, like, you know what I mean? Like, years down the road, they're like, oh, yeah, I liked you. Like, when and where?
Yeah, I can feel that.
And I think, like, even with us, right, when we started talking for the second time. And
here we go.
And I was the direct one, right? I was the one that was like, nope, where are you taking me? What are we doing? Blah, blah, blah. I was the one that, like, kissed you first. I was the one.
You could say it.
I was.
You freaking harassed me, right?
Oh, please.
Treating me like a piece of meat.
You weren't fighting me off.
Hell no.
Please, all I did was kiss you. Calm down now.
I'll be honest. I was always kind of like, you were like, don't be the shy dude. Don't be whatever, right? But, like, to me, I always seen dudes do dumbass shit.
You can't be the overly trying to, like, that's nasty.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, none of my friends ever had any game, per se, right? Like, for real. Like, I mean, that's
fucked
up.
But I think it's, like, the usual conversations. Like, I feel like our conversations were a little different. Like, when I spoke to you and we were talking, it's completely different than, like, other guys I was talking to or went on dates with. Like, the, oh, what do you do for a living? Oh, what kind of things do you like? Oh, da da da. Like, we had, like, off-the-wall conversations, laughing and, like, you know, also opening up and being vulnerable, but not too soon. Like, and you can't be scared. And I don't think we were scared going into it. So it worked out well for us in the end.
That was always, like, my thing. Like, if I would have met you in person, like, in a social setting, I don't think I would have been aggressive or, like, really, like, honed in. I think I would have been more so, like, trying to make a good impression of myself amongst the room and hoping that you took notice. Like, that would more so be my approach. Like, I would be talking outwardly to all, but catering what I'm trying to, like, convey to you. And then, of course, making the eye contact and hoping to, like, getting the feel of whether you're feeling it or not. But usually that was kind of, like, a way better approach than some of the foul shit that I see my partners doing. And I think having, like, three older sisters at different, you know, like, Stacey's 10 years and then, you know, very close after that, but it's, like, that kind of played a part in it, too. Yeah. I think the other, like, I don't know, it should be crazy. Motherfuckers be at this age now and still just kind of be on some crazy shit. So, I don't know. I guess I was a leg up, but we'll see. Now, can women and men be just friends?
No. Hell nah. That's happening in my book right now, too. No, 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 no.
No instance.
No.
Why?
Because, like I've told our daughter, several instances because the majority of her friends were boys. I said, baby girl, you guys may be hella good ass friends right now, and there may be no like attention of like wanting to be like liking each other. There's none of that happening. She's like, oh, but they're my friends. I'm like, yeah, I get that. But eventually your friend's going to meet somebody, or vice versa. You're going to meet somebody and you're no longer going to want to have that friend around because you're in a relationship, and you end up changing like the way that you are feeling in your life at that moment. Like one thing, having a friend that's a boy when you're younger, but when you get older, I don't really see the common interests that you guys would carry.
I think sometimes people open up to the opposite sex or have a better, more genuine relationship, man to girl or girl to man, than the same sex, because sometimes that shit just be getting like cloudy with some bullshit.
There's like always a flirtation line somewhere. One instance or another that there's going to be a little bit of flirtation when it's going to be two of the opposite sex, no matter what.
No matter what.
No matter what. There's going to be a flirtation moment. Not saying that they like each other, but there's always, it comes up just in regular conversation.
Where they both listen to each other's like horror stories like, oh, enough to where they're like, oh, what about us?
I don't know about these shoes. Oh, no. Those shoes look good on you. You know those shoes be looking good. Like, you know what I mean? It's just something as little as that. Or a girl saying something to the guy. Like, it's just, you know what I mean? It's not as safe as having you going out with some dudes I feel a lot comfortable with than you going out with a bunch of girls.
Yeah.
That are your friends.
A bunch, yeah. Well, I wouldn't go out one-on-one with a girl that was a friend of mine either. But
you said a bunch. I just saw you imagining it, just looking
if
out.
You got three or four of your guy friends and you go out and it's one of those instances like where you guys don't get together often. One of them motherfuckers is going to be knucklehead. You know what I mean? Just
exactly
trying to take this shit to a whole nother level.
And exactly.
You got to be like, as a dude, it's got to be like, nah, even if it's majority going that direction, you got to have the wherewithal to be like, nah, I'm good.
But then again, that's my life. So I don't know how it is in other people's lives. Maybe it's different. But from what I see, and even like Nalia having friends that are boys all through school. And then she's like, I can't believe he don't even talk to me because of his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, girl, you should have known. Your mother told you that shit was going to happen. Bruh, and it happens.
My fucking brother. I was wondering why the fuck this fool went zero dark 30 on me. This motherfucker was hiding like Saddam in a spider hole. I'm like, bruh, can you please? Like, I'm starting to get, like, concerned. Bruh, just started a new job. You know what I mean? It's supposed to be, like, great moment. And I'm like, did he get into this position and realize that he fucking hates this after dedicating, like, a good portion of his life to it? Nothing. No contact. Hey, bruh. I mean, even there was an instance where he was like, I'll be there for a certain event. Didn't show up. No response. That's usual. But like a random ass throughout the week, hey, bro, how you doing? Hope you're good. Just checking in. You know what I mean? You would usually get a response. This past weekend, supposed to have a poker night. Hit, bro. No response. I finally, like, after all of the kind, you know, cool brother messages, I'm like, yeah, good talk, motherfucker. Like, fuck you. Right? Then all of a sudden, LOL. Love you, brother. You know what I mean? I'm like, all right, at least I know you're alive. Fuck, right? Then this fool wants to send me a picture of him and his lady. I'm like, you son of a... No, that
I'm
was
so
cool.
I'm so happy for him.
I'd much rather you be, like, ignoring me over
Boot
a
up.
Female to an extent.
Boot up. I know I had you on lockdown for a while. I know you went to MIA on a few people.
Yeah. It was that same homie where he was like, let's burn another one. I'm like, nah, dog, I can't smell like weed when I go pick her up. You know what I mean? He's like, why? I was like, no.
Look what she's done to you.
I think I changed my shirt and everything, right? I put like a hoodie on or something. I was like, no, you know what I mean? Gotta be cool. Then waited for your ass. Proceeded to wait for your ass for like
him.
4 hours.
I love it. I love it.
I am too. Good for you, bro. But if you ever do that shit again, you know what I mean? She better be your fucking wife, all right? And that's it.
Hey, you never know.
Marry her today and it's okay. But if it goes on and y'all motherfucking, whatever, I'm not gonna speak. I ain't gonna speak foul. But it's good, it's good. First date deal breakers. What would be something, harking back to, you know what I mean?
If they have dirty shoes.
Dirty shoes?
Yeah.
Damn. That's the trend nowadays, though. These kids get away with everything.
You're saying for me, I can't do the dirty shoes.
What else?
Wrinkly clothes.
Oh,
if they smell. Can't do the smell.
If you show up on a first date and you stink, you deserve to be alone for the rest of your life. Bottom line. Like,
if they have, like, a lazy eye. I think I've been a little prejudiced to that in my past.
That's foul.
Damn, I just feel like my eye twitched.
That is foul.
Only because, you know me, I start looking at the other eye.
That is the situation.
I feel bad. You know what? And I am in the eye industry. I feel horrible. But, you know, there's ways to fix that.
I know.
And
that is fucked up. You told somebody to get an IBBL? That's crazy as fuck. That's nutty. Yo, you don't have to live like this. All
I'm just saying, like, that's something that I,
I think, honestly, and I hope this doesn't come off the wrong way, but if you have an instance like that, like you have a lazy eye, I feel like it's up to you. Before you tell me hello, tell me which one to look at, bro.
Now you can tell which one to look at.
No, I don't. I don't know. At the wrong one. I focus in and I think that I'm at the right spot, but then one of them moves that I didn't think was going to move, and I'm like, and fuck, I've been looking at the wrong one the whole time.
I wonder if they're like Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head. Like, do they see two things at one time?
That's fucked up.
You know what I mean?
I wonder if they're drunk. Like, can they still then, see? You know how usually I have to cover one eye to check the phone out?
I wouldn't trust them.
Why? You never see eye to eye?
Got a wandering eye. That's
you're fucked up. You were fucked up. I'll give you that though. Hey, my baby's funny. If the kids ever tell you you're not funny again, I'm playing that shit back. That
y'all tell me I ain't funny and I'm hilarious. No, I laugh.
With that, you? My bad. To me, if this is our first date and you're like paying hella attention to your phone or rude to like the waiter or the waitress, like that's a deal breaker. To me, it's like, hey, if they fuck some shit up, granted, if you were to be...
I think I was a little rude before and you told me something about that. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, egregious is egregious. Like, if it would have been to the point to where we can't even talk about it, like, if you're like my sisters... on fucking... on the first date, like, my sisters...
risking my life to eat this.
They know what we're talking about.
I think one time we were somewhere and I might have like, excuse me, and you're like, you don't snap the fingers? Snap. I was trying to get her attention. She wasn't paying attention to me. And I might have accidentally snapped once or twice. And you're like, don't snap. And I was like, ooh, that was kind of rude. Oh, I'm sorry.
We've had some horrible service lately. We went to Roadhouse, what was it, a couple weeks ago? And first of all, I don't feel like I should ever go out to dinner, no matter what time of the fucking day it is, no matter, you know what I mean, how many people are in my party. And you should give me a side table to sit at. They had us eating at a nightstand. I was like, yo.
Eating at a table for one.
My fucking lamp and my phone charger require more room than this. Like, can you please, you know what I mean? How, you're limiting what I can order at this point, right? Like, you, am I supposed to get an app?
You sat down, you said, where am I supposed to put my food?
For real. You know, all your side dishes and shit.
And like, then I say, do you want me to get us another table? You said no. But you proceeded to make a comment at least 2-3 more times after that.
Because then.
I could have fixed it, but you wouldn't let me.
Immediately after, another party or two goes and sits at a fucking booth. And I'm like, so what made them, you know, booth worthy?
They got a big booth. Why didn't we get a big booth?
Like, I know.
All I had to do was, excuse me, can I get a bigger table?
I know I wore like my throwback fucking hoodie, right?
And
like,
I think I had my puffer. My puffer was on. Yeah. Makes me even bigger.
We should get it.
You said,
can I put my coat down? Like, what the fuck? I'm supposed to eat with everything on? Like. It was foul, but whatever.
And then she messed up your order twice.
No. Like, we go to Roadhouse enough to know how shit comes. But when she gave me the options.
She said, do you want your potatoes loaded? You said, what comes on it? She said, cheese and bacon. And I knew. Yeah. I knew there's.
I know, too.
I know there's sour cream on it. But, you know, God forbid I ever correct my husband's order and it comes out wrong. It's my fault. So I will never correct his order. So I let her go and do her thing. And it came back with what? Sour cream on it.
So what happened?
I had to tell her it was wrong.
No, but you fucked up because this is what you should have did.
I fucked up. No, I didn't notice they put onions in the chili. My bad.
Bad choice of words. First of all, you got the chili. You always do. Second of all, what you should have did was be like, oh, actually, we didn't know it came with sour cream, but keep that shit on the table so you could have had the mash with the sour. You fuck with sour cream. But you handed it back to her, so now she grabs the shit. Then she asked me if I was done with my drink or if I needed more. Well, I can't remember what it was. But before I responded, she had her hand over the top of it. Mm. Like, I can't, the kids, can you give me a cup of water? I know which ones I can say yes and which ones I can say no to. Nalia going to grab that shit.
That's
like,
rude.
I love my daughter. But you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. from the top.
They're learning.
Like, you got to grab that. If I put my hand at a certain spot, it's for you to be below where my hand is at.
I still enjoyed my Texas Roadhouse. It was pretty good.
It was good, too. Yeah. I enjoyed it, too. My bad. I'll change the subject. You want me to edit that out?
What? Oh, no.
Fucking
H-shells. Do you?
I love her, though. You know what I mean? She got me feeling bad today. Does anybody want to bring me lunch?
First of all, she has our car and gas and food readily available, like easily available to her around where she works at. And she's like, I don't want to eat alone. He said, I'll send you some money.
Yeah. It's messed up. I said you extra $5. You can eat with the $5 bill. I don't know.
Girl.
It's foul. Here's what it is. They've been taking advantage of me. You know what I mean? Don't want to come unlock the door for me when I'm locked out. Talking about, I'm sorry, I'm at work. I'm trying to get there too.
She was at work.
Trying to get there too. Is her work going to pay, like, you know what I mean? Contribute to,
gotta
to
be, the, you got to be responsible.
I need to change the lock on the door.
No. Isn't the door's fault.
Nobody to blame but myself. You know what I mean? I just wish that the response to my emergency was a little bit different. I'm going to have to sit in on one of your guys' meetings at work and really discuss how we could be more productive in the first hour of our workday.
Who are you going for in the Super Bowl?
Oh, geez. Good change of topic. So initially I was thinking I was going for like a power outage, possibly like a COVID outbreak.
Too much money behind it. So who are you going for?
Spoke about this on the other pod you didn't listen to. You know what I mean? Just kidding. When does she have the time?
Too busy listening to my audibles.
That's some bullshit. If I had to really pick, I would rather see the Niners, who at this point the rivalry is dead. You know what I mean? We're not in the Bay no more. We don't play each other often enough to even care about it. But the Chiefs, if they were to win a championship in the quote unquote home of the Raiders, I don't really feel that way about Vegas, it would be more upsetting for sure. So this is the endorsement and I guess the curse. Like I said in the past, blasphemous.
But who do you really think is going to win, though?
I prefer the 49ers to win. If I'm talking about storylines.
You're not listening. Who do you think, based on solely the teams themselves, who do you think will win?
The Chiefs have a better quarterback.
Okay, so I think the Niners are going to win, since I can just answer it straight up. Because they want it more. They want it more.
They've knocked at the door a few times and not.
They
not
want it this year. Let me tell you.
We'll see. Brock Purdy is not a good quarterback compared to fucking Patrick Mahomes.
But Mahomes have been hit and miss too. So his receiver's
ass. Travis Kelce said he's retiring. I could see a storyline in the NFL where Travis Kelce walks off with the ring. Taylor Swift comes down from the booth and she's on the field. And the confetti's falling and they're kissing and fucking, we're going to Disneyland. I can see all that shit. Patrick Mahomes has the opportunity to be back-to-back MVPs for the first time since 1979. It's at the sports pod, but that shit's happened fucking only since 1979. Terry Bradshaw for the fucking Steelers. There's storylines on both sides. I want the Niners to win for the fact that it's fuck the Chiefs.
You want the Niners to win. Who do you think is going to win?
It's 50-50. But if I had to put money on it, can't bet against Mahomes.
All right, that's all I wanted to know.
Yeah. You're such an asshole for even making me say that.
Why?
But, you know what I mean? I hope the Niners win. You know what I mean? Like, I do. But
you look so defeated, babe.
It's so fucked up.
You look so defeated.
All I got to depend on is Usher.
Who I want to win?
The fucking halftime.
I want to win fourth quarter.
I'll take any of them fucking quarters.
Are listening and you are in our football pool that we do every year, good luck to you. Actually, I hope everybody wins.
That's not how it works. There's only four winners.
I hope there isn't no double winners.
That's fucked up.
That's what I don't like.
Shout out to my brother Dustin, man. Good guy.
Oh, no. That one, I don't know him. That was okay. I'm saying I don't like this, like, you know, like sweeping quarters and stuff.
Yeah, no. I looked at the story, like the memories, because the Super Bowl happened, I guess, a week earlier before it. So it was like he took third and fourth. He left like 1,600 or some shit, 1,400, something crazy. 1,200.
1,200, something like that, yeah.
Whatever. Four figures in a fucking football pool. That shit was crazy. But whatever. Good luck.
Football pool square sold hella quick this year.
That's what I was telling Al today.
They did 50 instead of 100, and they went fast. And then they're like, when are you drawing the numbers? I was like, we don't even know who it's going to be yet.
We were hella late.
Ravens Niners. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Fuck. Back to that bet. It is what it is, you know what I mean?
It's exciting. I'm excited to watch it, like, for real. And we'll see if someone's going to have good Valentine's or if someone's going to have a bad Valentine's.
For who?
Huh?
For who?
We'll see if it's going to be KC or Niners.
You said you think the Niners are going to win?
I think so.
Right now, the over-under is 47.5. You think it's going to go over 48 total points or less?
Less.
Okay. I would bet on that too. Two good defenses. That's it. I'm not going to ask you no more sports questions. It is what it is. Hopefully, if you got a team that's still alive in this shit, hope the best for y'all. Unless you're a Chiefs fan, then fuck you. Please unsubscribe right now. Going forward, Usher, good luck. You know what I mean? Oh,
I'm excited.
Before we get out of here, I sent you a message or a story. Rumor that Alicia Keys has been rehearsing with Usher at the halftime show.
I would love it.
Is that going to be the icing on the cake for you at that halftime?
Yes. And it better be old Alicia.
Oh, she, that's all she got now.
Not newer Alicia.
Oh, I thought you meant young. My bad.
What? That's that man shit I don't like.
I'm sorry. Great episode, baby.
It was a good episode.
Appreciate you carving time out of your busy schedule. You know what I mean? The listeners are definitely going to be happy for this. They're tired of
hearing me. I got Ben and Jerry's for this, so I'm excited.
Yeah. I was able to order my Douce and lemonade without any apprehension. So, obviously, you know what I mean? We're doing good. Let's wrap it back up. I guess legs better than never. Episode 4, Married as Fuck, is in the books.
Married as Fuck.
What are we going to set up the next one? Can I lock you in on a schedule that we can hold you to?
No.
Damn. At least she honest. I'm excited. I asked our son, our youngest, I said, well, backstory, when he got locked out, when we got locked out, he didn't know that he was going to listen to all the music I've been making lately. Because I know he'll tell me the truth. I respect his music gear, right? So he was like, yeah, you know, gave me tidbits. So I said, I need you to send me a beat. I'll go grab you something off of YouTube. Send me something to work on. He was like, all right.
He
sent me a beat. So now I got homework for the night. So, I mean, looking forward to it. But,
this baby. Right here, though,
it is. Till next time.
Till next time, baby.
Had a great time with you as always.
Yeah.
Married as Fuck episode 5 coming sooner than later. Y'all gotta go flood her social media. Let her know she's taking too long. Tell her fuck dinner. Don't feed them. Right?
Oh, please.
Don't feed them shit. Thank you as always for y'all tapping in, tuning in, babe. Thank you, like I said, as always, for your time. Till next time, y'all. Find what makes you happy and return the favor. We're gonna holler at y'all later. Go on.